As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, April 11th. I'm Megan Lynch. The next administration at City Hall starting to take shape.
Mayor-elect Kara Spencer holding an outdoor briefing to announce attorney Nancy Haas, who's worked at several large law firms in the area, as her chief of staff. One person Spencer says she'll fire is Mayor Jones' streets director after that snowstorm response.
We're looking at making some changes in several key positions.
She says she began planning her transition a month ago after the primary because the swearing-in is just next week.
It's tough because the turnaround is just so incredibly tight here, and I think I think the first mayor to have this short of a turnaround to really have to pull things together in this unprecedented short amount of time.
Spencer says part of her wanting to be transparent is making loose stat data on city service delivery public. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Controller-elect Donna Berenger says while she felt change in the air before Tuesday's election, she did not expect to beat three-decade incumbent Darlene Green. Berenger says her top priority will be figuring out financing for a new Lambert Airport.
I know that Kansas City just had theirs done, and I know that it's something that's going to happen, and I will be doing everything in my power to make it run smoothly.
Controller handles the city's checkbook, and the person sits on the powerful finance board, which approves major expenditures. St. Louis police continue digging up a backyard in connection to a missing person case from 2020. St. Louis police spokesman Mitch McCoy.
The digging process started late morning, early afternoon. The FBI is helping us. They are very meticulous in that process, and there's a very careful system and process that has to be followed.
McCoy also wanted to dispel some social media rumors that say there's a mass grave that's been found. He says that's not true. Their search only relates to one missing person who was an adult and not a child. He adds that so far they've only found narcotics inside the house. Two people have been detained, one of those arrested on outstanding warrants. A downtown bar owner got things fixed quickly after three thieves smashed the glass out of his front door.
This is Stuart McMillan at Jack Patrick's at 10th and Olive, where things look as they should on a normal business day. The glass doors that were smashed out have already been replaced. Kevin Lisi has owned this bar for 26 years. He says it's just a byproduct of having a business in downtown St. Louis that he has to factor in broken windows into his annual budget.
It's been worse the last couple years, for sure. The streets are a little nastier down here in the last couple of years, for sure. But last year was a really tough year business-wise, and that was a big part of it.
Says the bill to fix the glass is about $2,000. The suspects managed to get a case of vodka and a candy bowl from the bar. They were later caught on the Metrolink in Maplewood.
Hundreds of new apartments have come online in downtown St. Louis, but who's living in them? That's a question developer Alex Oliver had. His Oliver Properties owns a number of buildings on Washington Avenue. He tells the Business Journal that out of 181 leases signed, 64% are moving in from outside St. Louis, 52% from outside Missouri. He says those from outside the region don't have built-in bias that many locals do and are finding things they like about living downtown. A 15-year-old idea for a regional police training center has received its needed funding. Still, one key detail is up in the air.
Where would it be located? St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman.
We don't have a location yet. We have a pretty good idea about how it's going to be run. And the most important thing, I think, for your listeners to know is that it's not going to be run by the politicians. It's going to be run by the law enforcement professionals.
The training center is a partnership between St. Charles, Franklin, Jefferson, and St. Louis counties. Its construction will be funded by the state up to $50 million. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
House Republicans are pursuing a new constitutional amendment that would reinstate Missouri's abortion ban. The effort follows a vote last November in which Missourians approved a statewide amendment to legalize abortion. With fewer than 6 weeks left in the legislative session, the House has set aside earlier abortion-related bills and is now focusing on the proposed amendment, which received its first committee hearing this week. Several Metro East school districts are watching state legislation that could force them to change their mascots. The bill passed the Illinois House and now moves to the Senate. It's sponsored by a Rockford Democrat, but would affect many districts in southern Illinois. Collinsville Community School District number 10 is in opposition. Collinsville says its Kahawk mascot is inspired by the local community, including Cahokia Mounds, and says it has approval from the Western Cherokee Nation of Arkansas and Missouri to use that mascot. New businesses don't do so well in Missouri. That's according to a new LendingTree study. Missouri ranks third in the nation for one-year small business failures and says with new tariffs increasing operating costs, local entrepreneurs may be facing even steeper odds. According to LendingTree, more than 27% of Missouri businesses don't survive their first year. Only Minnesota and the District of Columbia fared worse.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.